Friends in Christ, you're probably familiar with the following excerpt from a poem by Emma Lazarus. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest lost, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. It's on a plaque at the base of the Statue of Liberty, welcoming those who are burdened to find refuge on our shores. And we just heard Jesus say in today's gospel from Matthew, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Similar invitations to those who are burdened to come to find rest, to find freedom from burdens. On this Independence Day weekend, as our country celebrates 250 years of freedom, we celebrate the freedom we enjoy as Americans with fireworks, picnics, civic celebrations, family gatherings of all kinds. And as Christians, we come together on this Sunday and every Lord's Day to celebrate the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. And as we reflect on just what makes us free, we can easily think of the things that burden us. Every one of us carries burdens, the thing that bind us to some kind of captivity. It might be one's work, one's job, or maybe lack of a good job. Maybe stress over paying the monthly bills. Maybe it's health issues that are burdening you today, a worry over something, maybe a diagnosis that you just received. Might be family problems, marital difficulties. Perhaps for many of us, what burdens us is the state of our world, ongoing wars, civil unrest, division in our country. Sometimes life just seems so burdensome. And those burdens make us captives, don't they? We're not carefree when we are full of cares, of burdens. And Jesus says, if you find life burdensome, if you are weary, if you are not free because of these troubles, he says, come to me, and I will give you rest, for I am meek and humble of heart. What is Jesus really saying here? First of all, he says, come to me. And that's exactly what you're doing today. You've come to Jesus. You've made the journey from your homes to Mass to come to meet Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. It's a very important movement that many people don't do. They don't make that effort to come to Jesus. We do that by coming to Mass every week. We do that when we come to prayer every day. But Jesus respects our freedom so much that he won't force himself on us. We have to freely invite him into our lives. And then Jesus says to learn from him because he is meek and humble of heart. What does that mean to learn from Jesus? That means that we need to have the heart of Jesus, the sacred heart of Jesus. It's so significant that this year, in our 250th anniversary as a nation, our U.S. bishops have consecrated our country to the sacred heart of Jesus. And that is so meaningful, because that means that we are to imitate the heart of Jesus, that heart that is humble, that heart that is meek. And those are two virtues so necessary in our country today. They always have been. Humility and meekness. Because if we don't have humility, if we have pride, what happens? We're burdened with all sorts of troubles. If we don't have meekness, what happens? We think we're going to solve our problems, our burdens, ourselves, instead of going to Christ. Humility and meekness. As Father Brent mentioned, I've been asked by our mission office in the Archdiocese to give the mission appeal talk here today at Holy Family Parish. And the mission assigned to your parish this year is our own archdiocesan mission in Venezuela. I was asked because I've been to the mission twice, way back in the 1980s and then again in 2010. I'm a good friend of Father Greg Schaefer, who is serving in the mission today. He's been there for 28 years. Our diocese used to send three priests to the mission and some religious and lay people, and now Father Schaefer is the only one who is there. No more priests can go down because of the terrible difficulties. Father Schaefer himself has been in danger recently. He was detained by the authorities a few months ago and then released. But he continues to stay there and serve the people courageously. Father Schaefer is pastor of Jesu Cristo Resucitado Parish in San Felix, Ciudad Guiana, Venezuela. Our mission was established in 1970. It's been going for over 60 years. And it ministers to 65,000 people, 11 impoverished barrios or neighborhoods, providing spiritual care and physical care, vocational training, etc., under the leadership of Father Schaefer. The mission is always in need of help, but especially these days, I don't have to tell you the situation in Venezuela. We see it in the news. I'd love to go visit Father Schaefer again, but obviously I can't. None of us can go to Venezuela. And now the situation, which was so terrible to begin with, is even worse. You've heard about the earthquakes that ravaged Venezuela in recent days. Situation is even more dismal. These people, our brothers and sisters in Christ, are carrying heavy burdens, the burdens of extreme poverty, the burdens of a terrible political situation. They are not experiencing the freedom that we experience as Americans. I called Father Schaefer a few weeks ago, and I said, well, what should I talk about as I give this mission talk? What are the needs of the mission in Venezuela? And he said, they are great. But he said, talk about our soup kitchen. People come to our parish every day seeking food. They can't even get food in the grocery stores. They come every day seeking medical help. The parish sponsors a medical clinic. The parish sponsors vocational training to give the people, help them to find jobs. And of course, most importantly, the parish gives them spiritual sustenance. I ask you to please be generous in the second collection today, which will be sent to our Archdiocesan mission in Venezuela to be taken up after communion. And remember that your donation, your generosity, is not just a donation. It's food for families who are hungry. We're probably looking forward to going to a barbecue or something later today with lots of food. The families in our mission parish in Venezuela, they're happy if they can find some food today. Your generosity gives shelter to those who have been driven from their homes by the earthquake. Your generosity gives comfort to frightened children. Your generosity gives hope to Father Schaefer and the other priests and religious and lay people who serve in our mission. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we cannot forget them. So today, as we celebrate our freedom as Americans, I invite you to come to the heart of Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to find the freedom we all desire, and help those, our brothers and sisters in Christ in Venezuela, help them to ease their burdens, to make their burdens a little bit lighter. They don't know the freedom and the prosperity that we so often take for granted. Let's commend them today to the Sacred Heart, the meek and humble heart of Jesus.